Hey guys, John Rock and TV One here. Thanks for tuning in. So I am sitting here with my Benjamin Trail XL1100 22 big barrel air rifle and a brand new center point 4x16x40 adventure class mil dot scope, AO adjustable with two color lighted reticle. Yeah, and it is the CPA 4116, 4160RG2. Evidently a center point. Yeah, Adventure 4x16 AO red green two, whatever that is. So there are quite a few videos about this scope on YouTube. So I'm not going to show you guys the lights and all that. As a matter of fact, I've just ripped this out of the packet, so I haven't even put in the battery yet. The battery goes in this little cap right here on the very top. I don't think anybody showed you that yet there, but there's the little battery compartment. Just a watch battery. I believe it's a 2032 watch battery, a little flatty. But we have this scope because I like to do a little bit further target type shooting, you know, stuff over 50 yards. To me, it's a little bit fun. Well, you guys have been watching some of my shooting videos, the little power thing that I did there on this this rifle. The 3x9 by, what is it? 3x9 by RDR, 40 that's on the Benjamin Trail has already, for me, started to loosen up. The reticle is starting to loosen up as you work the zoom. Feature, if you get to the top and you're looking through your scope and you have a sight picture and you're on target and you happen to play with your zoom and you're not looking at your fingers and you tweak that, all of a sudden the reticle moves a little bit and then it goes down. And that ends up being a whole mil dot problem for the scope, for this particular one on this rifle. Anyways, you guys have had this problem? Go ahead, leave a comment downstairs there and everybody will get to read it, because that's really what this video here is about. So this for me is an upgrade. The nine power scope is good for me, probably up to about 100 feet, 125 feet, something like, you know what I mean, 50 yards, 40, 50 yards. Past that, I like to zoom it in a bit more. That's just me. This, you know, it is a 22 pellet rifle. Probably the best pellets I've been able to get in there have been the 21 grain Beeman Kodiaks. If you guys watched that video, the gun tends to like them. They really don't drop any until past 50 yards, in my experience, through this gun. So I guess really what this video is about is this scope. Now I have a couple of observations, which is another thing. Please leave yours down in the bottom in the comments down there and let me know if you bought this, you liked it, yeah. You didn't like it. You know, and same thing on this scope. And the reason is I'm hoping this is still under warranty. Like I said, I don't even have this thing a month yet. I'm going to find out what Crossman's going to do for me there after I go to their site and register the thing and all that. But we picked this up for like $69, and it's a beefy unit. According to them, it's 18 ounces. Then they add the rings and the battery and the rest of it and the caps that goes on there. It goes up to a full 23 and a half ounces, which is quite hefty, especially on a rifle that's, you know, nearing 10 pounds by the time you put the scope on it. It's going to get, you know, heavy. But I'm willing to sacrifice that because a lot of the stuff I do is not out here. I do pest control with the rifle when I have to. But I also enjoy some target shooting with it. It's fun. It's you know, you guys, you're into it. It's kind of a little bit of a solitary sport there. You know, it's for you and your gun, and you get used to it as much as if you play an instrument, you know, drums or guitar or anything else. Sometimes you can enjoy doing it by yourself. So I guess what I will do is what I'm going to do is, you guys have seen inside the little caps here, you don't need any tools to adjust it. It has the adjustment turret right on the top here. It's a little bit of a funky dial to do, not much of gription there. And the dot is down on the housing. So, whatever. Cool though. If it works for me, that's all. I'm not one of these guys that makes adjustments on the field or in the field or on the range. I try to zoom the gun and then operate the math problems with the mil dots. That's why you buy a mil dot scope and you do all the range estimations and figure that out. So I guess what I'll do is I'll show you a couple of measurements. The scope is obviously bigger. I'm hoping you guys can see this here. Let me try to zoom a little bit for you. It's bigger. If I hold my eye relief at the end of the other scope, it hangs out, you know, a good 2.5-3 inches more, and that's without the caps even on it. It is, 40 millimeters at the end of the AO adjustable, because it is AO adjustable. It's 40 millimeters, and you can see on this rifle, I still got plenty of room down in here, plenty of room across the top here, the stuff in the neighborhood of at least a quarter of an inch under the scope at a 40 mil. So a 50 mil scope with this stock, the stock hoops will fit on this gun. Another measurement I did to see is if I could get disc scope inside those rings without moving off the rail. So I'll give you a tube number right here. They say it's an inch. I got it in an inch and 5-6 thousandths, somewhere in that neighborhood, on the center point adventure scope. On the center point scope with the Crossman, the 3x9, I have a number in the neighborhood of 1 inch 17 thousand. So it's about a 10,000 different, 8-10,000 difference in the size of the tube. So they're not made from the same parts, if anybody wanted to know that. One other measurement I could give you here is an off the rail number is from where the Weaver rail would and the intersection at the bottom of the tube. Okay, let me try to get you this number here somehow. Quickly. I just quickly get you, it's in the neighborhood of 725, which is just under 3/4 of an inch. On this one here, the rail to tube is 642. It just wiggled down to 637, but in the neighborhood of 640,000. So it's about an 80,000 difference in the rings. So there you go. These rings will push the scope up another 80,000. And my eye relief will have to be adjusted here. So, observations. This is a 9 zoom scope. This is a 16 zoom scope. At the same zoom, my target out there at 125 feet looks different. And this is the observation that the 9 zoom on the adventure scope meets more closely with the 7 zoom on the 3x9 center point. Just an observation. Another observation, the reticle in the adventure class is a little bit more fine or thin, however you guys would like to say it. For me, that's better. At 100 feet plus or further, your target starts, getting pretty small. So if you're throwing a line over the top of it, it looks like it's covering half let's say a turkey head or a squirrel head, or even a target that's only, as big as this. An inch and a half or a 2-inch kill zone. That's it, is all we're really shooting at with a rifle like that. The crosshair was covering a lot of it. So that was another reason why I was trying to try another scope. There is another scope in this price range. I think it's a Bushnell scope, 4x1640. And I believe it does have lighted reticles, but it comes without the hoops, and I think it's about $30 or $40 more. And if this scope don't work out, I may be going that route. So, yeah, you guys, thanks for watching. Hopefully that was enough info for you. If you need any more info on this scope, there are a ton of videos out there on YouTube, and I didn't want to waste everybody's time. I just wanted to, really, this is about everybody's opinion. So, you guys, try to have it be an educated opinion. You know what I'm saying? Don't just blow smoke out there for guys to be. This is really about the opinions for guys who've owned this scope, for guys who've owned this gun and this scope, and how they shoot for you, and have you broken anything yet? Okay, so hopefully you enjoyed the videos, and like I said, check the description down there for links if you want to go over to my site and find out where to pick these up at, the best deals. And leave comments down at the bottom there, and hey, if you like this kind of stuff, give me a thumbs up, will you? Thanks for watching. John Rock on TV1 said that.